The plan was tomorrow, schools go back in session after the Christmas break. Well, most will, but some aren't. Growing number of schools here in New Jersey, as well as nationwide, are returning to remote learning, as school was supposed to go back into session this week. You have to, of course, always check your school's website for most up-to-date information regarding your specific district for your kids. Here in New Jersey, most of the districts who switched to remote learning are hopeful that they can return to in-class learning by, well, they're guessing sometime between January 10th and the 15th. If the time in remote learning becomes significant like it did last year, well, there'll be a consequence coming back to haunt a lot of school districts and kids. There'll be kids falling behind in their learning, which a repeat of 2020 and 2021 is something we do not need. Went back in my files and found a report that organization Jersey Can released in March of 2021. They found by the end of the 2020 academic year, an additional 143,000 students in grades 3 through 8 fell behind in English language arts. An additional 129,000 fell behind in math. That was 2020 stats compared to 2019, which was when state assessments were last given. As the, I guess you call that the official measuring stick. Just the first half of the 2020-2021 school year, that's when buildings were first able to reopen for in-person learning, New Jersey students in grades 3 through 8 lost 30% of expected learning in language arts, 36% of expected learning in math. The report also showed that the loss was greater for Black and Latino students. There was a ton of federal coronavirus funding that was devoted to students learning loss of mental health. In the report, the group Jersey Can also suggested the parents be allowed to decide whether the kids are going to repeat their current grade because of any significant learning loss. That decision, of course, is ultimately left up to school administrators. But here's hoping that the state has, or at least will have, a plan in place to help students who fall behind during remote learning, so they can catch up. But I mean, yeah, they had, as I said, they had all that money. So they did come up with a plan last time, but brought about two problems. Much of it gave parents very little notice in advance, which may have led to problem number two. Programs reportedly attended by students, with in many cases, less than 20% of the students actually showing up for any classes or tutoring programs during late last school year into this past summer. The concern should be, since Governor Murphy was so adamant that there would be no return to remote learning, that plan to help students who fall behind this year now could be, at least as of this moment, able to fit on a piece of leftover confetti for New Year's Eve.